I'm ready. Are you ready, Mark?
I'm ready. What about you guys up there?
This is a wedding podcast by Tree Studio,
where you can find your new weekly wedding insight.
Unsure about which venue is best for you?
Or are you choosing the right photographer?
Turn your dial up.
You're now listening to
Tree Studio Wedding Podcast.
Hello, guys. This is Mark from Tree Studio. So today, we're going to talk about wedding receptions in Dandenong Ranges. So when you're planning your wedding in Dandenong Ranges, to lock in a venue is the very first job on your to-do list. As there are so many good wedding receptions out there, checking your favorite venues one by one could be something a little bit overwhelming. So today, we're going to unveil our top 5 wedding receptions in Dandenong Ranges that we've shot at, and then we're going to let you guys know some wedding tips just help you to run your wedding day photography as smoothly as possible. So here we go. Top 5 wedding receptions in Dandenong Ranges in a photographer's point of view. And for number 1 today, we've got the Tatra reception. And it's an answer without a surprise. Tatra is the most sought after wedding venues in Dandenong Ranges, and for good reasons. Not only it's got on-site cottage and a bridal suite to provide easy morning preparations, and you have multiple choice for your ceremony locations. It can be either held in the featured chapel or under the handcrafted iron cupola. And Tatra reception is good for you when you have a big group of guests. The chandelier lit ballroom can sit up to 250 guests, definitely one of the largest in the Dandenong Ranges. And book your wedding at the Tatra receptions, you've got exclusive access to the garden and lawns, the bridge and the theater for your wedding photography. And what makes Tatra reception truly stand out to me and win my number one position for Dandenong Ranges wedding receptions is that they have been delivering incredible, memorable wedding to the couple. From the very first time I've been there as a photography assistant till now, 7 years later, the day of the most recent wedding I captured at Tatra when I wrote this blog. As a family-run wedding venue in the Dandenong Ranges, Avalon Castle not only provides you with the affordability, but also lots of flexibilities. When you feel overwhelmed or daunted at other places, come here and have a chat with Yvonne, and you will feel much comfortable here. So at the Avalon Castle, you've got lots of historical feeling with the castle as the concrete walls of the reception room, as well as you've got the accommodation options for the couple and the guests. It might seem small when comparing to the Tatra reception, you've got heaps of choice for your wedding ceremony locations. It can be held either at the chapel or outdoor at the gazebo. And personally, as a photographer, I strongly suggest couple to get married outside on the lawn at the gazebo, as the chapel of the Avalon Castle is a little bit tiny and dimmed, so it's not that great for ceremony photos, and your guests might need to squeeze out a little bit. And at Avalon Castle, you've got multiple choices of areas to do your wedding location photos. So just after your ceremony, you can start doing some wedding location photos just outside of the chapel. And then you can move along to the backside of the Avalon Castle, where it's a very rustic looking bush. You can move back to the castle and do some just outside of the castle in front of the doors and on the stairs, and move upstairs and do some by the walls. Our number 3 pick today will be the Chateau Una. Chateau Una is and has always been a household name for the wedding venues in the Dandenong Ranges. They have actually been hosting weddings for over 40 years. At Chateau Una, you've got heritage listed chapel for indoor wedding ceremony, or you can do your outdoor wedding ceremony on the lawn in front of the water garden. And Chateau Una has also got great looking sceneries on site, so after your wedding ceremony, you can start doing your location photos with your photographers. So it's got the picturesque garden and the historic log cabin for your wedding photography. And walking around the gardens in the Chateau Una, you can get a great sense of being inside a picturesque place with boundless photo opportunities at every turn. And during the night, you've got multiple reception rooms to provide the flexibility. And another advantage of the Chateau Una that I found out during many years of shooting there is that it's much easier to find and drive back home after the party, as it's just set at the foothill of the Danone Ranges. And our number 4th pick today will be the Poids Lane. Set 50 minutes away from the CBDs, Poids Lane is the perfect setting for a fairy tale wedding with the lush Dandenong Forest as the backdrop. With the leafy laneways, elegant water features, and a garden gazebo, this venue is truly magic for wedding couples who are looking for a great reception. As they provide accommodations as well, so in the morning, you can start your wedding preparations on site in the cabin room. And then moving along for the ceremony, you can choose either getting married in the garden, where the gazebo is surrounded by the beautiful old trees, or inside, given if the weather is rainy. So after your ceremony, you can start doing your location photos just on site. We can do some location photos first on the timeless laneways, and then we can move along to the picturesque bridge and use the water as the background. Our 5th and our last pick today will be the Liber Falls. When you are planning an intimate, unique, and beautiful wedding in the Danone Ranges, Liber Falls reception is definitely the one on top of your list. It's got the lush green gardens, the towering trees, and the white gazebo, which will attract your attention definitely when you're having the first tell in Liber Falls receptions. And for your wedding ceremony at the Liber Falls, you can choose from a garden and a gazebo or a sweet chapel to say I do. And after that, you can have your photos taken amongst the enchanted mountains of the Dandenongs. So after you decided your wedding receptions, the next step, you might want to think about your getting ready locations on your wedding day. As the person who stands with the couple from the start to the end on a wedding day, I always recommend the couple to find somewhere close to the ceremony venues for pre-wedding preparations. A close location could avoid the possible traffic during the weekends, and you could arrive at the ceremony venue on time to say I do. As most of the wedding venues in Danone Ranges run their own accommodations on site, choose the accommodation on site could save you heaps of time and avoid a morning rush. However, if you're after a bit more fancy and private place for your wedding preparations, you can look up on the Airbnb or Google up some private locations suitable for your wedding preparations. And from my perspective, they are a bit better for taking photos. Officially married, your wedding photographer might organize group photo and family photos after that. And then you can head on with your bridal party and do some wedding location photos. Most of the wedding venues in Danone Ranges could serve as an all-in-one venue for your wedding day, meaning you don't even have to get out of the venue to do photos. When you have a bit tight schedule between the ceremony and reception, it's better to take the photos just on site, and you can find quite a few scenery spots set up by the venues. However, when you have a bit flexible time between the ceremony and reception introduction, for example, more than 1.5 hours, then you may consider to do some extra photo outside of the venue. Our number one pick for photo locations outside of the venue will be the RJ Hammond Arboretum. When you have some extra time and want me to bring you out to create some even more wow wedding image, RJ Hammond Arboretum is on my top list. Definitely no prize for guessing this one. Stand at the RJ Hammond Arboretum, we could capture the views that stretch across the Silver Down and the Yarra Valley. and can put you, your loved one, and the bridal party on this 120 hectares of beautiful land. From native and exotic trees to the rolling hills, it's probably the best lookout to suit your wedding theme. Another reason to make the Audrey Hammer stand out is the scenery here changed with the season. In the summer, the majestic oaks and gum trees, the ornament willows and the birches are at their best. In autumn, you can stand here with a rich array of fairy reds, oranges, and crimsons of the liquid amber and the maples as the backdrop. In winter, the early flowering plants and the tranquil trees grow around the mystic lake and under the low-hanging clouds, which is a view of the delight. However, there is some calm with the RJ Hammer that you might need to consider. One of them is you have to contact the Park Victoria to get a permit. And when the weather turns too wet in the winter or there is a total fire ban in the summer, the RJ Hammer Arboretum will not be available for wedding photography. If you want to get your permit or simply inquire, I'll strongly suggest you to contact with the Park Victoria. Our number two photo locations outside of venue will be the Alfred Nicholas Memory Gardens. And when we talk about taking the wedding photos in a beautiful garden, Alfred Nicholas Memory Garden is the go-to place in the Dandenong Ranges. It's got the beautifully manicured gardens, untouched lush green bush, and the epic mountain view not only make here a popular place for tourists, but also a great spot for wedding portraits. Got the iconic boathouse, the lake, and the bridge are special spots in this garden. And when the golden autumn comes, this place simply is beauty. However, the Alfred Nicholas Garden is a public space, meaning there will be a lot of tourists during the weekends. So if you don't want any tourists to appear in your photo background, you might need to rethink this place. Our last topic today will be some photography tips for your weddings in the Dandenong Ranges. In the past few years, we have captured more than 100 weddings in the Dandenong Ranges, and we've definitely learned some experience. As Dandenong Ranges is a unique space, and the weddings at the Dandenong Ranges is pretty different for your average weddings in the Melbourne CBDs. So these tips will hopefully it can help you to run your wedding day photography more smoothly. And our number one tips today will be to allocate your sunset photos earlier. A sunset photo is taken by creating a golden and creamy atmosphere for your wedding photography. However, compared to taking the sunset photos in other areas like a beach venue close to the Port Phillip Bay or a rooftop venue in the Melbourne CBD, we need to arrange the time significantly earlier in the Dandenong Ranges. Generally, when we are doing sunset photos in the Dandenong Ranges, we will arrange the photo session 1.5 or even 2 hours earlier compared to the forecast sunset time. This time may be subject to the seasons, the weather, also the exact spot when you prefer to take the photos. So it's important to discuss with your wedding photographer to work out a detailed sunset photo session plan. Now, number two tips today will be to ask your wedding photographer to bring the bokeh lens. This probably goes a bit too technical for most brides, but I have to explain it clearly so you know it's crucial to create the romantic and intimate feelings for your wedding photos. In photography, bokeh has been defined as the way the lens renders out of focus points of light. A well-designed bokeh lens could blur out the image in a way that's pleasing to the eye, creating a romantic and intimate feelings. No matter your photographer uses Canon, Nikon, or Sony camera, they all have great bokeh lens available. At Tree Studio, we prefer to use the 50mm f1.2 to recall your wedding day memory in a more artistic and romantic way. And don't be nervous or afraid to ask your wedding photographers to bring the bokeh lens as it's important to discuss with the wedding photographers what style of the photos you are looking for, and it's important for you to be on the same page with him. And my last tip today is to be creative with your wedding photography. Think outside the box. When you have enough time for your wedding location photos, you can do some on-site in the venue, which is always easy. And not only the gardens, as Daniel Mountain is such a beautiful and majestic place, pretty much every spot could be a potential photo opportunity. So you can go on to Pinterest or Instagram to find your wedding photography's ideas and talk with your wedding photographers. And last time, I've got a couple tell me I want a photo that we've walking on the roads in the Daniel Mountains, and we are so glad we made it. After the wedding ceremony, we take them to do some wedding location photos just on site at Poets Lane, and then we take the bridal party out and walk on the Daniel Ranges Road, and the photos has been so great and they've loved it. If you have a time, you can look up on the internet on the platforms such as Instagram, Facebook, or Pinterest. Take a look of the photo locations the other couples have done near your wedding receptions, and you can get some ideas and inspirations of what you like and what you want to avoid. And discuss with a wedding photographer so you can stand on the same page, which I think is the most important factors that will produce your photos that you will like. That's it for today. And if you've got any questions about your weddings in the Daniel Ranges, as an experienced photographer, I'm so happy to answer your questions. So don't hesitate to send us a message. In the next episode, we're going to talk about some recommended vendors that are specialized for weddings in the Daniel Ranges. This is Mark from Tree Studio. Thank you. Bye.